Parashat Volok, the Oy of Yisrael, Me'apta, every week would always try to talk about Abbas Yisrael, the Oy of Yisrael. And he used to say, Volok is Rosh HaTevis, V'ahakta L'Reacha Kamoicha. Volok, Rosh HaTevis. So the Hasidim asked, it's a Beis, it's not a Vav, it's a Kuf, it's not a Chav. Chodesh the Lamed works out. He said, the Bistaz Oy Medaktik in the Oysius, that's the Nishtav and Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael, don't be so medactic on the Oysius. Yeah, Akuponim, you have here the mice of Volok and Bilom. Volok and Bilom, the Emes has the letters of Amalek, besides the Beis, the Lamed Kuf and the Ayin Mem of Bilom is the Oysius Amalek. And together they're coming to team up to go against Klal Yisrael. In Zohar state that Volok is Mibnei Bonav Shol Yisroi. From the Yoytzach Halotzav of Yisroi, the Emes is Makairis, the Chidor brings that Volok is the son of Yisroi. It's interesting, if Volok is the son of Yisroi, that means Yisroi has another name besides the other seven names that we know he has. His name is Tzipor. Interesting though, if Volok is the Ben Benoi of Yisroi, then Yisroi has a son Tzipor and a daughter Tzipora. But it comes out that Volok is the brother-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's interesting. Al-Koponim, that's Volok. Now Bilom, the Makairis and the Medrash and Targum Yonison is that Bilom comes from Lavan. Either Bilom is the son of Lavan, Bilom ben Ve'oyer, the Gemara already says in Sanhedrin, Ve'oyer is Lavan. And it's also Kushan Rishosayim, who in the beginning of Tanakh we know also starts off with Klal Yisrael. Ve'or is Lavan to Kushan Rishosayim. Others say that Bilom himself is Lavan. Now if Bilom is Lavan, then Avada, it means that he's quite old, and he's the El Tzeda of Klal Yisrael, who's coming to destroy them. On the other hand, we know the Gemara says, it's a Sphira, obviously, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvav, Rashi already by Merch, that it's a Sphira, the Gemara of Darshan, the Pasuk, Anshei Domim Umirlo Lo Yechetsu Yemeyem, so that's Bilom, that Bilom only lived 33 years, because half of a life is 70 years, Lo Yechetsu Yemeyem, Bilom didn't even make through half of a life, he died at the age of 33. And Rashi Bavon, that's obviously a Sphira to the other Gemara that says that Bilom is Lavan, or the son of Lavan, or the Gemara in Soito that says, Gimel Hayu Ba'oisai Eitza, there were three people that gave the original Eitza to Paroi, what to do with Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Bilom, Yisroi, and Ioi, Ioi Sheshosak, Nidoin B'Yisurim. Bilom was the one that gave the Eitza, Eivazoi, it doesn't stem the fact that he was 33 years old. So it's obviously two different Shotim. If Bilom is only the Yoytzech HaLotzev of Lavan, or he himself is Lavan. Now, if he is Lavan, it's interesting that he gets stuck afterwards by the Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh, that Geder of Avonim, that stops Bilom, is the Gal Eid, the Avonim that Lavan and Yaakov originally had made up. Gal Eid, that Yagar Sadusa, that it should be an Eid, these Avonim should be the Eid. The Avonim came and said, Eidus, when Bilom, Zu Lavan, or Akaponim Yoytzech HaLotzev of Lavan, comes to attack Klal Yisrael, he get stopped by that Gal Eid. The Zohar also in many places it compares Lavan to Bilom, and it talks about by Lavan it says Nichashti Vivarcheni Hashem Biglalecha, and by Bilom it says Holach Lekras Nechoshim Kiloi Nachash Biyakov. There's a comparison between Bilom and Lavan. But however you want to slice it, Bilom, the Ben Yoyada writes over there in Sanhedrin, Bilom, if you spell out the letters, the gematria of spelling out the letters, that a Beis is Beis Yud Tov, and the Lamed is Lamed Mem Dal, if you spell out, that's called gematria b'miluyoy, the gematria of Bilom b'miluyoy is gematria tsaris, 696, so that's for sure. Now Bilom, of course, knows the rega that Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyas. That's the nekuda the Gemara says in Brachas and Avodah Zarah, that the nekuda that Bilom knows is that he knows the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyas. So it's interesting because there's a Balaturim over here. Balaturim says, Vayar Bolok ben Tzipor. So the Balaturim says, Vayar, what did Bolok see? She'om de loicham ala Moshe. He saw that the sun stopped for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Satmar Rebbe said, what's the pshat? What's he saw in this bowl that Moshe Rabbeinu, his fathers, Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to stop the sun? Moshe, Yeshua, and Nakadimon ben Gurion. Those were the three that stopped the sun. But what's the Nakuda? So the Satmar Rebbe explained, because the MS, Bolok knows, that's who he's hiring Bilom. His nekuda is that he knows how to chop on that rega of the kath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's very precision timing. If Moshe Rabbeinu knows how to stop time,
and under lechama lemoisha, so that's going to thwart all of his plans. That was the nakuda vayar balak. So he saw that it's not going to work because of the fact that he can stop the sun. So he's going to manipulate the time. So you're not going to know that rega. It's interesting. The other person, the Gemara says in Tainus, that was able to stop the sun was Nachmiman ben Gurion. The Gemara says in Tainus the story that he needed water for the oily regalim. There was a drought, and he promised this guy that he's going to give him 12 wells of water, and he's going to pay him back by a certain time. And he borrowed the water taka, and it came the time there was still a drought, and there was no water. And the guy said, "Okay, now you owe me big. They made up a deal. You're going to pay me a lot of money." So Nachmiman said, "I have no choice, taka. I'm going to pay you." But then he made he davened. It was already dark outside. It was already after the zman, and it rained and it poured in 20 minutes. Everything, all the wells filled up. And he told the guy, "See, I returned you the water." So the guy says, "You didn't return it. Mayim bershusi yardu. It's after the time. It's the deadline. I gained on the water also. It's my water. You owe me money, and it's my water." So Nachmiman ben Gurion davened again, and it made it light outside for a few minutes, and that's how he didn't have to pay the guy. So Fret the Satan Rebbe and that Maisa said he made a moises. He made it light outside, but he still the guy is right. The guy is right. The water fell after Tzeisetichovim. He made a moifus. He could have made any money. He made a moifus that the sun came out. It's still past the deadline. So the Satmar Rebbe explained. He says, Avada, he didn't know it's Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, we understand that it's pitch dark outside and it's 50 minutes after Shkia. And it's still this man. And that's when it rained. It rained far this man. It was still daytime. It was dark, but it was still daytime according to Rabbeinu Tam. Lord, as the time Rebbe says, "Oh, but that guy didn't understand. Efer status, it's dark outside. The guy doesn't understand. They're shagging. So for him, they made it that it turned again light outside for a few minutes. Oh, but Be'emes, it wasn't pulling a stick. Be'emes, it was this man that he deserved. The so the Gemara, what?
Anyways, it's after the Shkia.
It's not. I don't know if it's telling that. Yeah. The Gemara says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos Be'emes says that this Bilam and is Avram Avinu, this Talmidem shall Avram Avinu and Talmidov of Bilam. So on one hand we have a contrast between Bilam and Avram. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perkei, Mishnah Chav Gimel, if you have an Ayin Toiva, a Ruach Nemucha, and a Nefesh Shfela, then you're Talmidov of Avram Avinu. You have an Ayin Ro, a Ruach Gavoya, a Nefesh Rechava, then you're Talmidov of Bilam Arosha. So this Sfarim explained, Ayin, Ruach, and Nefesh is Rosh Tevis Nar. It says by Avram Avinu, by the Akedah, he went Ushnei Na'orav Imoy. His Na'orim went with him. And by Bilam also it says he went with the Na'orim. They both went with their Na'orim. They both went with their Nefesh, Ayin, and Ruach. Now Avram Avinu goes with Ayin Toiva, Ruach Namucha, Nefesh Shvela. That's his Nar. And Bilam goes with his Nar. Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavoya, V'Nefesh Rechava. But there's also the Nakuda that Chazal comparison Bilam to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a higher Darug of Nehuivan than Avram Avinu. It's of course one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Emuna is Nevuah, is Choluk B'Yisoidai from Shar Nevi'im. It's an Ikar of Emuna. If you're Maimon in B'Yis HaMashiach, and in Tchias HaMeisim, and in Nevuah, and in Torah, and in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, but not in the Kud that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Choluk and Yisoid to other Nevi'im, that's also Kfir, that's an Ikar Emuna of Lekom Navi B'Yisroel, K'moshe, his Nevuah was Bas Baklari Amira. But we know that the Gemara says, Rav Nal Darshan, like come navi oy be Yisrael ki Moshe be Yisrael, but ki the umay sa oylam come in the umay sa oylam there was a navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was Bilam. And it's hard to understand. The Rabbi Shlom, of course, we said gave Bilam this koyach in order to that the umay sa oylam shouldn't have a pischoin teh, which is a little unfair because he gave the umay a Bilam. You know, let him give them Moshe and give us Bilam and see what we'll do with it. But of course, the message is that a yid who has b'shoyrish already from the avos, midos toivos, ayin ruach neshama nefesh that we spoke about. So then, when you give him that koyach of nevuah, see what he becomes. He becomes a Moshe Rabbeinu. The message to the umay says it's not going to help for you. B'shroshim, the midos amushchas. I gave you a nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and look what happens. But there's another deher. What's pshat about the nevuah? It's a famous vort from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. It's a classic shtickle from Rabbi Yeshua Leib that he says like this. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that Yudalid, Moshe, it says over there who wrote all the different Sifrei Tanakh, each one of the Sforim, who wrote it. And it says over there, Moshe Kosav Sifrei the Sefer Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Chamisha Chumshe Torah and Sefer Bilam, which probably means the Brachas later on that Bilam says. What's the Oishtrik over here that you're saying? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Chamisha Chumshe Torah and also the Sefer of Bilam. That's part of the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Poshim Pshat, what does the Gemara mean? There's many Pshat, and the Rabbi Shulay did this and explained it like this. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Baspaklari Hami'ira. Baspaklari Hami'ira means it was clear, it didn't have an opportunity even of translation, it was clear and obvious what he was saying. Shar Nevi'im used to see the Nevuah, perceive the Nevuah with Aspaklari She'ein and Ira. Opportunity is given to the Navi to understand the Nevuah through the Aspaklari She'ein and Ira. Bilam, if he would have been given the Darug of Nevuah of Aspaklari She'ein and Ira, would have thwarted, and that was his plan, to take the Nevuah and first teach it and thwart it in an oifen to become that it should be Rafa Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom avoided that by giving him an upgrade that he has the Darug of Nevuah of Aspaklari Yamira. When it's Aspaklari Yamira, there's nothing to translate, there's nothing to change, there's nothing to alter. It comes out clear as is. Ma Toivu Oyalecha Yaakov. There's nothing, there's no way to switch it. But that was necessary to give Bilam the Nevuah of Aspaklari Yamira. Therefore, Zabra Bishulei, Moshe Kostav Sifrei, the Moshe, Moshe wrote Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Lech Lecha. That's Nevuah of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu already would perceive it Nevuahdik. What's Moshe Rabbeinu writing? And Ander Azachin Gantan. He's writing it Aspaklari Yamira. But Bilam's Nevuah, it was already by Aspaklari Yamira. There was nothing to do, but rather he had to be matik, what it said by Bilam, and he's matik it, because it was already Aspaklari Yamira. So Rav Shach in Avi Ezri in Hilchas Yisoyi Atayra, when he talks about Nevuah over there, so he says this whole shtickle of Rabbi Shulei, and interesting enough, he uses the words, I'm only being matik, the words of Rabbi Shulei, and he quotes it word for word, and he says, Eini ela kematik divrei Rabbi Shulei, and then he says, I want to say one hasafa, he says, that's the pshat in the Akedah. What's the Nesoyin of Akedah Yitzchak? Because it's Baruch who told Avraham Avinu, what's the Shaila B'cha? Teres is Avraham Avinu's Nevuah is Baspaklari She'en Me'ira. So, on one hand, yes, the Rabbanu Shalom is telling him now to go Shech Yitzchak, but the Rabbanu Shalom also told him earlier, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara, and he gave him Avtachas, and there's an Osed over here. It doesn't shtim. Now, of course, Mesiris Nefesh, he's going to do it. But what do you mean, but it doesn't shtim? And he's, the Nevuah of the Akedah is not Baspaklari Hami'ira. So maybe it means something else. Maybe he's Shepetaych, maybe his Negias, a nekuda, a nuance of an negias of having heard, on the other hand, another nevuah that says, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikari L'cha. He should first say it differently. It doesn't really mean Akedah, it means I should. No, he understood it. He was oymed b'nesoyin to understand it, how he was supposed to understand it. And of course, everything in the end does work out. That's Parshas Lech Lecha Vayera. We understand that in the end, there's a Klal Yisrael here. But the nesoyin of Avram was not to make that shinoi in the nekuda of the nevuah. Now Bilam on one end was going to take the bracha and he wanted to thwart it, and then on the other hand he attempted to do klola. In the end it came out as bracha. Rashi says when the Rabbi Nishlan tells Bilam, Loi so'oir es ha'om ki baruch hu. So Rashi says, a mussel, you tell a tzira, you tell a wasp, Loi mi dub shoch, loi mi uksach. I don't want from your honey and I don't want your bite. I don't want the good, I don't want the bad. So I heard a murder the kipshat, Loi mi dub shoch, loi mi uksach. See, dvash that comes from the bee, from the wasp, it's really not the bee itself, the devoira that actually made it. The devoira is only a tsinor that the honey is from the pollen, whatever, how it's going, comes through it. The bite, the sting of the bee is from the bee itself. He has a stinger. So we're saying, loy mi dufshach, loy mi uksach, not from the honey, which is a bracha, but if we're getting a bracha, it's really not Bilam. Bilam is just it's channeling through Bilam. Loy mi uksach, we don't want your sting. That would have been a klala directly from Bilam alein. So we don't want either one of those. Loy mi dufshach, loy mi uksach. So Bilam is trying to tell the Shluchei Balak that it's not happening, Hashem really doesn't want. May ein Hashem l'siti l'halichim ochem. May I understand Avdalit? May ein, it's without a yud. May ein Hashem l'siti l'halichim ochem. There's a murder to Gevort from Chaim Shmulevitz. The Rabbi Shalom is pretty much telling him not to go and it's not happening. And if you hear what Bilam's talking to the Shluchei Balak, he's saying maybe if you send bigger Shluchim, more Chashav Shluchim, if you make this more dramatic, more... There's some kind of broken telephone communication thing over here. Hashem is telling him something else. So Chaim Shmulevitz says Holorichas, but he says in the Kuda that a person hears what he wants to hear. You can talk to a guy straight out, Aspaklari Hamira, and he hears something else. He hears something else. And that's in the Kuda here of Bilam. He brings out a Holorichas. He says there's this interesting Maisa, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Memhei. We'll say Bektorah, interesting Maisa. The Gemara says Rav Elish, one of the Amiroyim was in Shevi, he was in captivity, and one day he was with someone who knew how to, the language of birds, and an Oyrev, a raven, came and said, Elish brach, Elish brach, Elish, you should run away, it's an opportunity time, run away. And this person told Rabbi Elish, the bird is saying Elish brach, and he said, yeah, but a raven, it's a treifa bird, can't trust it. Then came a Yoina. A Yoina came and also said, Elish brach, Elish brach. And he said, oh, Klal Yisrael is doing a Yoina. He's going to take the Yoina's word. And he ran away and he escaped. That's the story. So the Kveg over there is Mitzayim, Yigilin Hashas, that you see from this Gemara, he brings the Rishonim, the Aruch, that says, you see from this Gemara that Rabbi Elish knew the language of birds. That's what he says. You see from this Gemara that Rabbi Elish knew the language of birds. And it's a Tela. You see from here that he didn't know the language of birds. This other fellow that was with him in captivity kept on telling him what the birds are saying. So whole Arichas is a whole mitzvah, but Reb Chaim learns up shot in the story. The Emes, you know, he didn't want to trust the raven. He didn't want to trust the Oyrev. Why did he trust the other guy? I don't even know who this other guy was. Why did he trust him? There's his punkfaket. He didn't trust that guy either. And the reason he knew was because he knew the language of birds. So what was he asking the other guy? What's the bird saying? Because the person hears what he wants to hear. This is what he was worried about. He thinks he's here, that's what the bird is saying. But a man's hair must have hair. So it was just to verify. Punkfaket. He knows the language. Otherwise, he wouldn't trust that guy. He knows what the birds are saying. Now, a man's heart, Vassar Vilharen, he hears what he wants to hear, and therefore it was necessary to ask. That's Reb Chaim Shmuz on that Indian. The person has to know what he's hearing. Someone was giving a speech to alcoholics, and he was trying to tell them how terrible it is. So he took two cups, one with water, one with alcohol. And he put a worm inside the cup with the alcohol, and the water one also. And he came back a few hours later, the one with the alcohol, it was just disintegrated, it was gone. So he asked two people that were thinking, what do you learn from this? One said, okay, you shouldn't drink this. The other one said, it's good. If you have worms in your stomach, it's good to drink extra alcohol. And you can't come to the wrong conclusion. That first thing, what we're trying to tell a person. Now Bilam says, like ucha lasois ktano igdoila, there's nothing I really could do without Hashem. Whatever Hashem call Asher, Yosin the fee, whatever Hashem is going to put in my mouth. If not, like uchalavras ti Hashem, lasis ketano oy gedoylo. So it's interesting. What does it mean, lasis ketano oy gedoylo? So there's an interesting shot from the Gro. The Gro says, quoting the pasuk, it says in the pasuk later, it says mo ekoiv loikaboy keil umo ezoyim loizoam Hashem. So the Gro explains, Bilam wanted to use the koyach of bringing down one of the shemayis shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the shame of Yud-Kei Vov-Kei is Rachamim. But just Yud-Kei, that's Din. The shame of Koh is Din. Yud-Kei Vov-Kei is Rachamim. On the other hand, Elikim is Din. But just Kael, Aleph Lamed, is Rachamim. Bilam wanted to, let's say, use a midah of Din of Yud-Kei. And the Medrash says, this, it says, Vayosam Hashem Dover B'fi Bilam. The Medrash says that either it was some kind of a muzzle, but there's two kinds of a muzzle. One that pulls the tongue out and one that pulls it in. So the Gro explains like this. On one hand, Bilam wanted to use the shame of Yud Kei, which is Din. And the Rabbi Shlomo made it into Gedoyla, made it into a larger word, and turned it into Yud Kei Vav Kei. On the other hand, he wanted to use Elikim, Midas Adin, the larger word, Elikim, and the Rabbi Shlomo shortened it to Kael, which is Rachamim. So it's Mo Ekoi, like Haboi Kael. It's not coming into Kael. He wanted Elikim, it's coming into Kael. Mo Ezoi, Mo Ezoam Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Either way, Gedoyla Oi Ketana, the smaller word or the larger word, the Rabbi Yisrael thwarted his plans, and that's pshat in Ketana Gedoyla. That's what the Gros says. I want to say after a different pshat, what does it mean, Ketana Gedoyla? We know that the Gemara says, Brachas Avzayin, and Avayzor, the Gemara says, Avayzor Davgimel, Bilam was Yodeya, we mentioned it before, to be Mechavim the Rega, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koyas. He knew that moment. And he could see that split second precision time, and from there he could be Makalo, because it's a Rega of Kas. Fred Toysis, what could he do in one rega? What could he already say in one rega? One rega, what is he going to say? So Zot Toysis, one teretz is Kalein. He could say Kalein. Kalein is destroy them. Kalein. Kalein. In one rega, he can say Kalein, destroy them. Oyesh Loimar Zot Toysis, Kivet Shehitzchil, once he starts, he can already say, if he starts the klola precision at that rega, then he's able to be mamshit the klola the entire day. So I was thinking, that's the two terutzim of Toysis, Ketana and Gedoyla. The Ketana is the first teret that he's going to say Kalein, and the second teret is the Gamsa talk. But Bemet, I once heard, Kalim is Rosh Tevis. Tosha says he'd say Kalim. Kalim is Rosh Tevis. We know the brachas that Bilam ended up saying was Ki Loi Nachash V'Yakov, Loi Ishkel V'Yachazev, and Matoi Loi Alecha Yakov. The three brachas that Bilam gives is Rosh Tevis Kof Lamed Mem. Which Kof Lamed Mem is Kovid Leiv Moyach, is Melech. The opposite of Kalim is Melech. This is Grois and Yonim, then the different parts of the Guf. But it represents the whole brachas. So I was thinking that's good for the Ketana and the Gedoyla. The Ketana is the Pasha, the Pshat, Kalim, and Gedoyla is the Rosh Tevis of the entire Pshat. That's what it means. Bilam is saying, Achas Ketana Oy Gedoyla. Now, in the Sfarim, it's brought down that Balak and Bilam have the letters of Amalek. And it's mentioned Amalek later in the Pasha, but the Lamed Kuf and Balak and the Lamed Ayin Mem has the letters, Balak and Bilam have Amalek in them. Now, Rega, he knew that Rega, the Rega of to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyas. Rega is Rosh Tevis, he had later in the Pasha, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek is Rega. But on the other hand, it's brought down in this forum, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim is Soifet Tevis Amalek. So is it Rega, or is it Rak Ra Kol Hayoim? It's the two Tzurtzim of Tosfos. If it's either in one Rega he's going to say Kalein, or the second Teretz that once he's going to start, he's able to do it, Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, then I can arrange happen. The Ganze talk, that's the two different Bechinis that Bilam was going to try to destroy in Klal Yisrael. Now Bilam is going with them eventually, and it's Vayisyatev Malach Hashem Baderech L'Soton Loi. There's a Malach coming to stop him. And Rashi says, what's this L'Soton Loi? It's the Malach of Rachamim. She was Roitzel L'Moinoi Milachta. This Malach was trying to save him. There's a Moiridik of Vort from Rav Pam. He says a lot of times a person is trying to get through something, whether it's in Parnoso or in Shidduchim or in Chavruso or in whatever endeavor he's trying to accomplish, and he feels that it's not going. He feels there's a sotam here. There's something. It's from so many different angles. The sotam keeps on mixing in. There's something epistatish. And he says you have to realize sometimes by Yisyatev Malach Hashem Baderech L'Soton Loi, and what's that sotam? Zot Rashi, a Malach of Rachamim that's trying to stop you from something. I mean, if you don't know Cheshboin is Shemayim, what's the reason, what's going on, it might look to you that there's L'Satan, the Satan is mom is chepering you over here, of a Pirish Rashi. What does Rashi say? What is L'Satan like? A Malach of Rachamim that's trying to prevent you from getting into something you're not supposed to be getting into. Now, we don't know. It doesn't look like it. You think this, that, right? A Malach Hashem Baderech L'Satan Loi could very well be is that Malach Shel Rachamim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Dvarim were Nivru be'erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshos. Ve'elu hein, these are the 10 things that were created in erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshos. To say most things in the Bria were created during the 6 days, and even things that weren't created exactly that thing, but a tetzah of them, the shorish of all things were created in 6 days, but there were 10 things parallel to the Asura Mamorish and Ibra Oilam and the Asura Sedibris and the Asura Spheres and everything. There's 10 of Benash Moshes. There's a Bechin of Benash Moshes. It's in between. It's not Shabbos yet. It's not the Sheishi Yomim. It's something in between. And there also there was 10 things. And it's a representative of the 10 of Shlemus. There's the 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Benash Moshes. And amongst the 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Benash Moshes were Piha Oretz, Piha Be'er, and Piha Osoin. Piha Oretz was in Parshas Koirach, that the Eibishter opened up the Oretz. Pi HaBe'er was in last week's Parsha, in Chukas, about the Be'er of Miriam. And in this week's Parsha, we have the Pi HaOsoin, that was created in Erev Shabbos Benash Moshes. There's actually Pi HaGoyro next week's Parsha also. It says, Pi HaGoyro, but that's not one of the things that, the 10 things that was in Erev Shabbos Benash Moshes. But, it's brought down, if a person has Machshav Zoris in the middle of davening and it's staring him, you're supposed to say these three P's, something in Indian. The Mepharshim grappled, what does it mean the Eibishter created the Piha Asayin, Erev Shabbos Benash Moshes? This donkey was 2,000 years old. So a lot of the Mepharshim say it just means the koyach of the Musid that the Asayin is going to speak. But Rav Yankov Emden brings, the others that go like that, they learn Kipshutoi, Piha Asayin means that this Osoin was Taka created in Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, and he says, don't be such a wonder about it. There's also the Chamor. Ben, this Osoin is the Chamor Yishal Mashiach, and it's also the same Chamor that this Chamor is going through history all the time. And he brings a Medrash that he says that behemoths that the Nesiim were makdish as karbonos for the Nesiim by the Chanukas HaMishkan eventually were brought as karbonos by Chanukas Beis HaMikdash of Shloimoi, and other cases where you see that things last for hundreds of years. And it's interesting because there's a medrash that says that the Osin tells Bilam, Onoichi asoincho asher rochafta mi'oitcha dayoyim azeh, I'm the Osin that you've been riding on ever since. And the medrash says, you see from here that the Osin was even older than him. So now if Bilam was 33, that we said one man the Amr, so this Osin is 35. But if Bilam is Lavan, and he's hundreds of years old, so then the Osin is obviously like Mount of Emden. The Osin saying, I'm even older than that. The Lashon of the medrash, Muhammad, that the Osin is older than him, the Seder, but we had two pshatim before in Bilam. Either Bilam was only 33, or Imam, lying to the left, he was Lavan Ali. Parallel to that, that's the different pshatim in the Osin. Now Bilam has tremendous bizyonis over here because his whole koyach is bepeh. And when this Osin starts up with him and he has to make believe and he talks back to it, he makes believe it happens all the time, and he says, I could have hit you. It's showing the blood. I mean, he has a koyach of klola. Do it, use it. You're trying to kill Makal Kleis, or you can't even do it to the Osin. Tavada bizyonis for him. But he tells him, Bilam tells the Malach first that's stopping him, that's causing the Osin to go a little wild. I'm sorry, I didn't know, you're standing here in the way. So there's a murder report from Chaim Sanzer. There was a maestro, Reb Chaim Sanzer went over to one of the Hasidim, he said, listen, there's a Yid that lives at the end of town, he doesn't have any money, he has tzoras with his mishpacha, he has all kinds of personal problems. He managed to the Yeshua, no one's helping him out, no one in the town is getting involved, taking achrayas. Why isn't someone helping him out? So the Chassid says, I didn't know, I'll take care of it right away, first thing, but I didn't know. That Sanza said, he says, I didn't know was not an answer, that's the question. Why didn't you know? Be involved. By Emre Bilam Amalek Hashem, Chotosi, it's an Aveira, Ki lo yadati, because I said I didn't know. And then other Mechaveira, that's not an answer, that's the question. A person has to know, a person has to be nice of all, not live in his own Dalar Amitz, he has to know to be involved, to try to help someone else out. Bilam by the Brach, he says, a Nakuda on Klal Yisrael, Techashav Yisoid, Beisalevi talks about it in Barichas in a few places. Hein am levodod yishkoin, uvagoyim lo yischashov. Beisalevi talks about the Parshav Yishlach and other places that Klal Yisrael has to be separated. Klal Yisrael is not supposed to be more Urav Ben Agoyim. And all through history, when they tried Dafka to mingle with the Goyim, that's not when they had an Afilim. So he reads it, Hein am levodod, if they try to keep themselves separate, so then yishkoin, then they'll have Taka. The Shechinus. Uva Goyim, but if they try to miss the Charanya with the Goyim, and then they think then it's going to be better, no, then Pumfaker, then Lo Yischashov. Then Lo Yischashov. So you have near the end of the Parsha, Bilam gives the Eitzah to do Znus with the Benos Midian. So the Chassid Soveir has an interesting pshat. Why didn't Bilam give this Eitzah right away? The whole Mahalach, he tries with Mizbeichos, with Karbonos, with Klolos, to turn into Brachos. At the end, he says, let's try this Mahalach of Znus. So the Chassid Soveir explains like this, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, when you get a Chazokah. After two times, or after three times? When is Chazokah? Machlokes. So it sounds like this. Bilam holds that chazok is after two times, and it's very meduyik. If you realize when they try to set up the different sdorim of the mizbechos, Bilam tries twice. Truth is, it's interesting. The first time Bilam is makar of the karbonis, and the second time Bolak is makar of the karbonis. Rav Chaim Kanevsky explains because he became shesum ha'ayin, he lost an eye, and he's a balmum, and he's not able to be makar of anymore. Hagam, even earlier before he lost his eye, he was a chigar beregel, but he says that's not a chusar aver, that was just a mum, and by a benoyach on a bama, the mum itself is not a problem, so he was still able to be makar. But when he became shetum ha'oyin, then he has to defer it to Bullock. But if one to say that then he was makar twice. If you look at the psukim the third time, Bilam is already ousting, he's not doing it, and Bullock is insisting, let's bring the third set of mizbechos. So the Chassam Sefer explains, they haven't given a machlokes if chazok is twice or three times. Bilam held chazok is after two times. So after two times, he can't try anymore. So first of all, the Yidden, you know, one plan besides trying to curse the Yidden is that get them to be nichshal in an aveira. So like this, they already did the egel, and they already did the miraglim. So that's already twice. So Bilam says, it's not a plan to try to convince them to get them into an aveira. That didn't work. They did the egel, Hashem forgive them. They did the miraglim, Hashem forgave them. Let's think a different plan. Let's try mizbechas, karbonis. Seven mizbechas. This forum explained beginning on here what the seven mizbechas are. The Ibn Ezra, others, they talk about it in Baruchos. The seven, the koyach of the seven. So he tries that twice. And then he says, okay, I'm finished. I tried this twice, I tried that twice, a later. Bobak goes and makes another set of mizbechas. A third time. He holds chazakas after three times off. So Bobak tries the third time. Then Bilam tells him, says, listen, I'm already finished. Aval l'shitascha, that you tried a third time the mizbechas with the klala, you have still a third opportunity. Try an aveira again. They tried egel, we tried miraglim, try a third aveira, which either was the aveira of pa'or or znus. That's why Klal Yisrael is called Am Kishei Oyref. Oyref is egel, the resh is regel, miraglim, and then the pay is for the pa'or. That's the Kishei Oyref. He says, try a third one. But Bolak is saying, l'shitascha, it's only twice. L'shitascha, Bilam is saying, l'shitascha, that you tried a third set of mizbechas, so let's also try a third set, another opportunity at trying them at being Michal and Aveira. And it's interesting, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, at the Zeref Melitza, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Seder Advarim, how they got them to do Znus, is that they would have older women trying to sell the Godin and certain things to the Yidden, and then when they would come close, so then a younger woman would come out of the oil and say, I have cheaper ones inside. And that's how they were Machal them to come in. And the lashon of the Gemara is Zekeno Imeris Lebekach. The older woman said this price. V'yalda Imeris Lebepachis. And the lashon of the Gemara is V'yalda Imeris Lebepachis. Shnayim or Shloisha Pa'amim. I'm planning. Are the two times or three times? It depends on the how much times you need for the Chazaka to get into that area. Shnayim or Shloisha Pa'amim. But that's the Mahalach of the Chasam Sofer on that Indian. So Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim Vayachal Ha'am Liznois. They're starting to do znus. Shitim, the Archaim says, is lashon of shotim, to be metayel, to start traveling around. Lashut, to surf around. You know, you surf around in the wrong places, so then it's vayochel ha'am liznos. The ikar is taka to bli in the earth. I think we spoke a few weeks ago. The pasuk says, in Parshas Baal Oischa, vayish asher hu tahor uvaderech lehoya. What should he do? So there's a verse from the Gra to read the pasuk like this. Va'ish asheru tahar. Someone who wants to stay the tahara, uvaderech lohoy. He shouldn't go out on the derech. You know, taking trips. Vayoshet Yisrael. Stay in the Bismedesh. Or alternatively, we said from Rabbi Kiveya, he reads the pasuk differently. Va'ish asheru tahar uvaderech. You think there's such a thing? Lohoy. There's no such thing. He reads the pasuk. Uvaderech? Lohoy. And there's dazazah. A person's supposed to say, I saw put down in this forum, it says, there's a pasuk, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, the end of that capital is Tehillas Hashem Yidabrapi. But if it's Ashrei Tamimei Derech, that's the other capital, we're going on the Derech. The end of that capital ends Ta'isi Kase Oivin. You get Farblonjit. A person has to know to blide in the Beis Medrash. Now it says that the Seder of Rome was that they tried to convince them to do avoid Znus with the Bnei Smidyon, but the Iker. I know. In the Siddur it is. I know. In the Seder Advarim was first to get them to the Znus, but the Etzem, the Matar was to get to Pa'or. So it's interesting. The pasuk says, "Batikrenu la'am lech lezivchei aleihem." They got them involved to bring the carbon to Avodah Zarah. By yoichlu ha'am, they ate from the carbon, and then they started being mishtachavet in Avodah Zarah. So there's. Interesting. It's also part of the Seder that they were mocked of the carbon and they ate. What's the Nakuda that they ate? So I saw two interesting shots in the past. Yosef says that when the Yidden ate the mon, avada the achil of the mon would bechlal not be mashpi on them to do averus. The Gemara even says that a ben soiru moirer is not shaykh in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim he eats ma'aser sheni, and when he eats ma'aser sheni, it's not going to come to the chatoyim. But the pshat is they didn't eat from the mon. Instead, they went and ate from the karbonis. That's what was able to get them to then read in Avodah Zarah. Alternatively, there's a pshat from the Chidah. The Gemara says in Yuma that the mon was a ruchniyus tikkun meichel that didn't even require
that there was tzoyer, didn't come out of the goof. Now the avoid zara of pa'or is on technical level needs that. So it's only because they ate from the other, they ate also from the zvachim over here. That's what led them to do taka the avoid zara of pa'or. We're holding by the Bein Amtzorim. Shabbos is Shavuos B'Tammuz. It's a nitcha. The pasuk says in Eicha, "Kol roitfeha hisiguha Bein Hamitzorim." And Rashi over there says, "Bein Hamitzorim" means the days between Yudayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. But the pasuk can be read, "Kol roitfeha, kol roidefka." Someone who wants to run after Hashem, someone who wants kirvas Hashem. Kol roidef yudke, someone who wants to be roidef near the foladat es Hashem. Dafke in these days of Bein Hamitzorim is a day of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard once a mashal, the mice is like this. You have these 21 days of Bein Hamitzorim from Shavuos B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, we have another 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. Vayisa Ach Sameach. Ach, 21. That's the 21 days. Avad of Kirvas Hashem, of Malchius, of Tshuva, of Sukkah, Shpitz Kirvas Hashem. There's a direct parallel between these two sets of days. If the 21 days of Malchius, of Tishrei, is getting close to Hashem through Simcha and through Tahara of the Din, but it's going into the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To get into the palace, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of guards, there's a whole process. But the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim was the Rebbeinu Shlomo's outside. And after there, a person can get closer. But there's a Moiridika Marsha in Bechoyrus Daf Ches, which says a very interesting Nakuda. The Mice is like this. There's a very cryptic Agarata Gemara in Bechoyrus Daf Ches. There's actually two Gemaras there. We'll speak them out to Ketzora, and I want to bring out the Marsha. The first thing is the Gemara in Bechoyrus Daf Ches starts comparing different animals and trees, of how long it takes for the animal to become pregnant and how long the tree takes to blossom. And it gives different animals take a different amount of time. And the whole list over there, but the one that we're going into is that it says a tarnagoilus takes 21 days. And comparable to that is the luz tree. A luz tree takes 21 days. The next is a kelev takes 50 days, and connected that is a teina tree. But we're going on the 21 one. A tarnagoilus takes 21 days, and connected is the luz. Tosis says, what's a luz? A shokade. It says in Yirmi, a makel shokade ani roya, an ammon tree. And Tosis says it takes 21 days. What's the 21 days? That Yirmi is saying makel shokade, and after there with ki shokade ani lasois. That's the 21 days from Shavuos B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. As I said, Tosis and Mechayrus there. Now then the Gemara continues. It's a separate stickler, but the Gemara continues that the Kesar asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, how do you tell the difference if there's an egg, if it's from a black chicken or from a white chicken? But the Gemara, he answered that. It's a funny shakla v'tari. Ayin shom. Zoktim ar shom. There's the black and there's the white. There's the black 21 and there's the white 21. And by the way, it's both a shoket. The shoket is an ammon tree. There are shkedim morim and shkedim esukim. There are shkedim specifically. There's sweet shkedim, esukim brachos. There's sweet shkedim and there's bitter shkedim. But the shkedim, the makel shoket, is that 21 day. You have the 21 days of Tishrei and you have the 21 days of Tammuz and Av. Tammuz is Rosh Hashanah. Zman Shuva Memashmesh Uba. So avoid the El Rush. Zman Shuva Memashmesh Uba. An Av is Mamash, where we got the patch. An Av, we Mamash get the clap. That's a father. A father, when he really loves the kid, gives him a patch. So that 21 days is the black 21 days. But it's also 21 days of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Separately, then there's the white ones. There's the white ones, is the one of Tishrei. There's actually another set of 21 days of Bein Hazman in between. And the Chemenis Erens, Vaistois, so for a different time we'll talk about it, but the 21 days of the Bein Hazman, also there's a reason. There's a reason why it's 21, and there's an Inna, a Bezunder Kirvas Hashem from that set of 21 days. So I what color that one is. This question with it, on colors. Yeah. Correct. Good. But Akoponim, there's the white one and the black one. You know what? The Ikar Matar of the entire 21 days of Rosh Hashanah, all the way going through the process, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Getzim Chastera, everyone knows
the Shpitz is Ne'ilah, but after Ne'ilah is just the beginning, because the whole 7 days of Sukkot is a Shpitz Ne'ilah that you're locked in with the Rabbanu Shalom. So what is it really all to get to? Atah Harei Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Ein Oid. And where does it say that in the Torah? In Parshas Va'eschanan, which we link right after Tisha B'Av. Because side the 21 days, 21 white days, and side the 21 black days, Avada on both of them, it's to come to Kirvas Hashem, either through the Avelus and the sadness and the Hishtoikikus of what we don't have, or through the Kirvas Hashem of Malchias. But both of them are for the same Atara of Atah Reis Lodas Ki Hashem Olekim Ein Oy. We should be zoichet haka to kol roi divka, he sigua, bein ha-metzorem, we should be zoichet the kirbas Hashem.